Good morning. I'd like to begin discussing the Malach of Lush, which is Malach 10 on the list. Lush is defined as kneading, so kneading with a K. You know, there's an old comedy routine, you know, you knead the dough, and how I knead the dough, you know. But anyway, the kneading here means kneading, basically means to add water, or as we'll see, any liquid, to flour and mix, okay? And basically to fuse small particles, small pieces of something into a larger mass. And there are really two steps, which I'd like to discuss today. There's the adding of the liquid. Because when you have, make dough to have bread, so you have the flour. Again, you know, we finished tochen. After tochen is barakin, right? It's a sifting. We did that in water. But after you've sifted, we have left the particles of the flour that you want to use to make the bread. You've removed all the, you've done borer, you've done all the removal of all the unwanted materials. So now you have this flour, and you mix it with water, and you knead it, and you mix it into dough. So it's really a two-step process. I'm making it into, as I say, adding liquid. And then, you know, it's turning. Again, if you've been to a matzah bakery one time, you can see they bring it first to where they have the flour that they have, and then where they have the water and so on. You have to make sure in terms of matzah that X amount of time, then with X amount of time elapses and the time the water is added, etc. You can probably go online if you want to see the process of matzah baking, but it's the same thing in terms of, you know, making it for bread. So that's Lush. The Mishnah says, again, it's adding water. It doesn't have to be water. It can be any liquid to some sort of flour, and you fuse these small pieces into one solid mass, into a batter, into the dough. So in the Mishnah, as I said, it's number 11 on the list. Avos Malachos Arbon Chatzaron, Mishnah on Ayin Gimel and Aleph and Klal Gadol. So one was Lush. Rashi points out, again, we saw this a number of times, it was printed 8 times to review it. Rashi and the Mishnah points out that the first 11, concluding with Ofer, which is next, is Lo Hava B'Mishkan. It's not done in terms of the construction of Mishkan, the Lo Shai Chalav Pas. You didn't need any bread to build the Mishkan. So Lo Shai Chalav Shachanas of Mishkan. But Kulu Kamais, obviously, some money shall tseva tcheles ragamon solah shoni. A lot of these things were needed for the preparation of the dyes that were used for the different fabrics in the tcheles of the bluish color, going a purplish color, tolah shoni, reddish color. The Gemara earlier on Men Tess and Beis, we've seen many times in Source 3, says, Tanya ain't chavre ala malacha shakyotze b'aisa of Mishkan. And so on. So Rashi there, and so it's 4, Mem Tesla Bay, he says, okay, now, in what case, what did you do? Because some of these dyes, at least he told us, at least some of the dyes were made from a plant origin. Okay, that's a question exactly, but because tchel is not from plant origins, but some things are from, you had herbs, and you would make the herbs into some sort of a paste. In other words, you would grind the herbs up, and then you would make it into kind of a, you know, big mixture, and it would be ground into powder. The herbs, the dye, whatever the material is, the herbs would be ground into powder, and then mixed into a paste, and then, you know, they would melt it down or liquefy it again to make the dye. That's how you do the dyeing process. The truth is, even today, I think I mentioned it once before, those who use the murex produce tchelas for tchelas with tzitzis. So they get it comes from the chelozo. Now it is a liquid extract that comes out of the, you know, from the snail. But most of the products, I think I mentioned here, they come from Europe, Croatia, and other places like that. Because in Eretz Yisrael, you can see them off the coast in Eretz Yisrael. You can. But you're not allowed to farm them, you know, because they're protected species in Eretz Yisrael. The place in Europe where they eat these, you know, these snails as a delicacy, and so and you know they're farmed all the time. So the Tilt Chelis Foundation in Eretz Yisrael has a deal with various, I guess, snail fishermen in Croatia and other places like that. And as far as I know, unless it's changed recently, when they ship it over, they don't ship it as liquid. It's made into powder. I guess it's easier to transport and less risk of you know, something spilling or whatever. So they made it these powdered little granules, so to speak, you know, the and then they melted that. Anyway, so that's what the Rashi says. So there was Lisha in this practice, in this process. And only it's mentioned here because it's mentioned during the past. Fine. And of course, we had the Shita Rav Haigon, who said you don't need to come on to any of that because the definition of what was in the Mishkan is not only what was done for building the Mishkan, but for service in the Mishkan, you had to bake the lechem upon him. So the lisha was needed for that. Okay, yeah. Okay, all right. That's we've seen that before. So let's turn now to the actual melacha of kneading. So there is a Mishnah in the first parak in Shabbos on Daf Yud Ches. I didn't quote the Mishnah because the Mishnah is not really directly relevant. It's the Gemara we'll relate in a second. But the Mishnah is discussing various activities. We start the process on Friday on Erev Shabbos, and then it's completed on Shabbos. That'll be relevant when we talk about Bishul also. Let's say I put it in the oven on Shabbos, but it doesn't cook until after Shabbos. I put something in on the fire, raw meat or whatever, it's a raw vegetables, raw soup, on the cold soup on the fire 2 minutes before Shabbos. I didn't do anything on Shabbos, but it cooked on Shabbos. Right? So that's a discussion in that Mishnah, certain things you do on Erev Shabbos. So one of the things the Mishnah talks about there is the process of making ink, okay, which was done. One of the things that the Mishnah mentions there is, soaking ingredients to make ink. What they used to do was, the way they made ink was they scraped like soot and other things, which is a dark color. They would scrape it and they would mix it with water to make like into a big paste, which remained solid until you needed to use it, until you needed to write with it. I mean, if you've ever seen a certain sense, the old guy painting, palettes, the colors are almost solid, right? I mean, they're on that palette when the guy puts his paintbrush, don't tell me, right? So, I don't see any palette here, but I imagine they use them. Probably don't leave them lying around. But anyway, so when they made ink, that's how they made ink, and we're not used to it that way because our pens come with the ink already inside. But I mean, when they made ink, so that's what they used to do, and they would have to soak the soot or whatever else the ink is made out of, whatever black or dark colored particles the ink is made out of, they would soak it and then mix it with water into some sort of a paste, and then they would dry it out and they would redissolve it when it's time to write with it. So that's how they made inks. The Gemara discusses, can you soak this thing, if you do it on Erev Shabbos? That's the context of the Gemara. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara in Source 5, on the Yud Ches Amud Aleph, asks in Source 5, Man Tana Nisinas Maim Lidyo Zuhi Shviyosan. Who is the author of the opinion of the Mishnah, that says just putting the water into this ink, I don't want to call it ink paste or ink solution, that's already called like a form of kneading. Okay? Even though you didn't do it, of kneading. Kneading, yeah. For form of kneading. That's what it says in the Mishnah, according to one opinion. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Who says that? Look at the Rashi. Rashi and Shabbos Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Man Tana Nesinas Mayim L'Dyo. V'Afal Pi Shelo Gibel L'Dyo. You don't have to stir the dough. Gibel means literally, like an external stirring or compressing. You make it, says, when it comes to ink, you're not necessarily interested in making it into a, conglomerate, like batter, okay? But yet the Mishnah says, at least according to one opinion, it's not allowed. The Mishnah implies it's not allowed. Okay, so the Gemara says, so that's one Mishnah wonders. That's Shriyasam. Bahava Lisha Didei Bahachi is Rashi. That's called Lisha. That's called Lush. That's called kneading with this ink. Umechai Mishnah Lush. So Amasnis and Leka Gibul, Afligabo Beljom. Because the Mishnah is only discussing what if you do it on Friday, right? As I said before, the context of the Mishnah is what if you began the press on Friday. But the Gemara, that's why I didn't print the Mishnah, because not really our issue. The Mishnah there is talking about you did the job on Friday. You did the mixing on Friday. But as Rashi points out, this is an important Rashi. Rashi has the masnis in leka gibul. The Mishnah not taught gibul means, again, stirring or making it into a batter, into a dough. So the Mishnah doesn't say that. The machlok is the Mishnah is only if you started this process of Yom on Erev Shabbos. But Michal de Shabbos, the inference on Shabbos itself, then Michayev. The only question is it Chayev who began the process on Friday and now it extended or was completed on Shabbos? That's the topic of that Mishnah. It's not our topic now. But the implication of that is you do the whole thing on Shabbos, then that would be also, that would be Losh, that would be Michayev Chatos. Okay, so the Gemara says, who said that? Just adding liquid. Remember, I alluded to before that there were two stages. They're the adding a liquid to the mix, and then there's the actual mixing of the mix, right? Then the kneading, with some kind of utensil, or with your hand, whatever you do with it, whatever material you do with. So the Gemara wants to know, again in 5, Man Tana Nesinas Mayim L'Dyo Zuhi Shviyasa. The Mishnah is only discussing Erev Shabbos, okay? And the question is, who says just pouring the liquid and that's already called Malach of Lisha? So our answer is, Rabbi Yosef, Rebbe. That's the opinion of Rebbe. The Tanya, we have a Brisa. Echad anosin is a kemach, v'echad anosin is a mayim. If some guy put flour into a bowl, and another guy came and put water in, ha'achor chayim divrei Rebbe. That second guy who just added the water, didn't say anything about actual stirring it, just adding the water to the mixture, to the flour, or whatever it is, that's already the malacha of Lash, according to Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ain't a chayim that she got. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi said, no, you only chayim, not only added the water, but you have to do the act of kneading. You have to actually do something. It's a manual kneading. So it's a machokas. Machokas tanoim. At what point do you violate Lash? Okay, is it just pouring the water in and creating this mixture, so to speak? Or no, you have to then actually do a manual act of kneading it into more of a batter. More of a, okay, you understand? So it's a machlokas, Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi, in this, as I put this more here, we'll see later, it's not Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, fine. Re'eno chayev ad shi gabel. Okay, Rashi explains, according to Rebbe, achron chayev, even though he didn't do any stirring, but he's already chayev. Why? Mishum losh, shu ab melacha, that's the ab melacha losh, according to Rebbe. Everyone with me? Yeah, good. All right, that's the machlokas, tanoim. The egle ta'on, the biurim, and melachas losh, os tes, was cut in the Gimel 7. Right? Uzei Yisbar Heitev Machlokas Rebbe Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda. Our Gemara has Rebbe Yossi. It doesn't say Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda, but there's a later Gemara which we'll see. It calls Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda. Okay? So Machlokas Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Sover Dachir Hu Mishpachar Chavas Kemach Umayim. What's the Malach of Lash? Macham, like Harkava means like crossbreeding, like, you know, Marchir, grafting kind of, you know. Okay, so according to Rebbe, the way the Eglei Tal explains it, he said, Rebbe sober, dachiv hu mishumah chavas kemach umayim, mixing flour and water. That's accomplished as soon as you pour the liquid in. It's now a new conglomerate of water and flour. Okay? Rebbe Yosef Yehuda sober, dachiv mishum shenasa kol guf echad. No, you don't violate it if you made it into one conglomerate, into one big mass. Okay, you have to make it into a mess in order to violate the Malach of Lush. I'm talking about the rice level. Okay? You know, therefore, I'll kain, enu chayev, ad shiigamel. Okay, and then he says, v'zeh osir shapir ha dechardo, which is the chardo's mustard. And apparently, they used to make mustard, they take the seeds, and did a similar kind of thing. They mixed the seeds, you know, mustard seeds with some of the liquid, and stirred it and made it into a kind of a paste, and softened up. Similar, I mean, again, we buy it.
Huh? The same
We have it generally when it says Rabbi Yossi, generally it's Rabbi Yossi v'chalafta.
Right.
Usually, stam Rabbi Yossi v'chalafta. Here it says Rabbi Yossi, but we'll see. There's another Gemara which identifies the same sheet as Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the Rabbi Yossi we're talking about here. Even though it doesn't say Rabbi Yossi v'Yehuda in our Gemara.
So this
particular case here, because there's another Gemara we'll identify by name Rabbi Yossi.
And this Rabbi Yehuda is going to be by life.
What is Rabbi
Yehuda?
No, I don't think so. I don't know which Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Whether this Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda was the son of Rabbi Eloi, I'm not sure.
I mean, meaning my question is Rabbi
here having my father's on the side. No. It's not the son of Rabbi. It could be interviewed in real life. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. Because we have a few that, you know, Stam Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Stam Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. So there are the Stam Rabbi Yeshua, the Yeshua ben Chananya, and Stam Rabbi Yosef, the Yosef ben Chalafta. But here, it's talking about Rabbi Yosef, whether it's Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not sure. It's not the son of the Nasi, though. Definitely not. He's not the son of Yosef. Yeah.
Even according to Rabbi, would it require two objects?
So we'll have to talk. So most posts will say it has to be, if they mix it with an outside liquid. We're talking about, for example, mushing up bananas, okay, and making the one that's kind of mass would most likely not be a problem lush. We'll talk about that. By the way, that's my focus over here. So the guy, Egetal says, in terms of chardal, the third line of seven, chardal again is mustard. Okay, which, I think in modern Hebrew, chardal is still mustard, no? Okay, so the seeds, shekasamah el shabez, but not safe for chumach, we'll see. The av shenilish me'er shabbos, v'nasa guf echad, lo mahani lahat l'tein Apparently, when the mustard seeds are made, that is a mass before Shabbos. So you might think, okay, it's already done. We still can't add more liquid because, again, he holds Sefer Truma Pasuk Rebbe. Once you add liquid, that's already lost. It doesn't matter what was done before Shabbos. We'll go more to that in greater detail shortly. Okay, but that's the it wasn't blended together fully. Okay, so that's one sugya daf yuches toward the beginning of the sechta. There's another mishnah relevant in Gemara, the very end of the sechta, almost there, the second last daf, Kuf nun heyamid bay, source number 8. There the mishnah says benosnin mayim lemursan. Mursan is bran. You know, like raisin bran without the ran. Raisin bran is Michael Behan. It's, you know, it's animal feed, okay? The grain, the bran, okay? So you're allowed to pour liquid in on Shabbos, we're talking about, obviously, of a low govlin, but you can't actually knead the bran and liquid together. That's what the Mishnah says, okay? Again, this is from actually two siman on the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Chaf Aleph, Shin Chaf Daled. I want to talk about kneading.
Well, it depends on which animals you're doing it for.
Right. Well, it's a different bin for an animal, right? Something else. But to me, the animal you have to feed on Shabbos and so on. But anyway, but the bottom line is the mission says, no sin, mayim lemursan. So the Gemara asks,
Rabbi, what's the purpose of adding the water to the bran? What are you trying to accomplish?
Apparently, it's easy for the animal to eat it. It makes it into a mixture, it makes it into a floppy mass. And apparently, it's to do that to feed the.
Maybe
you can
switch to
bone and okay. Anyway, no simile person. So the Gemara says that like this. So on this Mishnah, that the Mishnah is on Kufnun Hamad Beis. The Mishnah on Kufnun Hamad Beis. At the very bottom of the page on Kufnun Hamad Beis, no simile person, Tanar Bonim. Ain Golden as Hakali. Kali is like a parched or toasted grain. That's a pleasant chumash. Remember, Emor v'lechem, v'kali v'charmel. Right? You know, you're not allowed to eat before. Three, sir. Do we have to do this now? The answer done now.
I'm just going to find out
the leak. Okay. All right. Okay. See who's responsible. See who's responsible for the leak. Okay. Anyway, so it says no political commentary. Okay. Anyway, so Tanar Rabbanan ain golden is hakoli. Okay, Rashi says koli again lech mekoli v'charmel. It's like toasted or parched grain. All right, so you're not allowed to mix that with water. V'yeshomu golden. For first of all, what's koli? So look in 10. Rashi says, and then it raises the bottom of the page. 10 koli is kemach shel tvua shenisyabsha kishen klois batat. Oven dried, toasted or parched, dried out. Okay, dried out koli. Okay, but also kemach la'olam musel. The way it's dried out, thank you. The way it's dried out, apparently it stays sweet. Who kimcha davshuna? That's the Gemara calls it Gemara Pesachim. Oven dried grain. Okay, the olasim mimenu shesisa. It's also a type of food. Type of food. Shemen umayim umelach shemarvul. You add in oil and water and salt and some kind of a taste. I don't know what exactly it is. Okay, I mean, you know, today also you can get all these types of, I don't know what they're called. You know, grain type of cookies, kind bars. Aren't they like grain?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like mushed together.
Yeah, almost. Right. It's so I guess it's
like
granola bars. Granola. Okay. Anyway, so similar type. All right. Anyway, so that's what it makes. So getting back to the Gemara, the Gemara has a price. It's on our bottom line. Ain't golden. It's not called the Yeshua with golden. So what's the machal? Man yesh omen. So omer chista, because that is mutter. It is mutter, because they're the one just mixing the water. Okay. So the Gemara is omer chista. One who says it aloud is Rabbi Yosef Behuda. So here's identified as Rabbi Yosef Behuda. Okay. Maybe it is a son of Behuda. I'd have to check. So omer chista, Rabbi Yosef Behuda. It was interesting. There's a side point. There's a fascinating work called... it's called Toldos Tanoim Bavarayim. It was written by a rabbi called Hyman in the early 20th century, where he has, I don't know how he did this without a computer, without encyclopedia. He has every, I think anyone who's mentioned anywhere in Bavli Yerushalmi, he has like a little paragraph about who they were, obviously some people with longer paragraphs, you know, but what are some of the statements that are found throughout Shas? This is three volumes. The one I have at home. Three volumes. It's really unbelievable. I think that's what it's called. Toldos Tanai Mavarayim. I'm sure I 100% the library will have it in full form. And if you like to, you want to look up, we'll be sure. So it tells where he came from, who was Rebbeim were, and who was Talmidim were, and what he said. Sometimes it's conjecture. We don't know everything, but you know, but he brings riots, what he said. He said, as we see in the Gemara here, he lived over there. And we see here is Talmidim was on. So his famous statements were. So obviously for Rekiva, there's several pages, right? I mean, you know, whoever it is. Anyway, so you want to look up who the, maybe if I remember tonight, I have it at home. It's really a encyclopedic work done before you had search. And Aaron Hein, I think was his name. Really tremendous. Anyway, so we'll look up Rabbi Yehuda. That's what got me thinking about. Okay. Anyway, getting back to our issue. So it says Rabbi Yehuda. All right. So because remember, Rabbi Yehuda says just pouring the water in is okay. This is only when you manually make it into a mass. So therefore, he allows Rabbi Yehuda allows this govlin with these water in the bran. Okay, but he says Vahani Mili Huda Mishani. But even he admits you have to do a shinui. Shouldn't mix it in the normal fashion. Hechi mishani, how do you make it? How do you make it? You know, shinui. Or mechista al yad al yad. You do it a little bit at a time instead of stirring. Oh, yeah.
Can you explain that? Why is this different?
No, because again, we're trying to decide what is the things we machalk is tanaim. What exactly is the malacha of lash? Is the malacha just mixing the water, pouring in the water? Or is the mixing, you actually have to pour in the water and manually knead it into a mass, yeah. Okay, which is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Rabbi holds it, so he added the water, it's already lodged. Yeah. So here, we have Machain Govan, it's our colleague, Eishon Govan. Okay, and who is the one who says Govan? That's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. She tells us, so, pouring in the water, you know, by itself is mutter, but we're adding here, you got to do the shinui. Even Rabbi Yosef Yehuda admits that you don't do the shinui. Okay.
What would that
change your
perspective on?
What would that mean? So that would mean we're going to see in a
second.
So let's see. So Rashi explains 11 on Kufnun Rav Rav. According to Rashi, Rashi going to spell out. I think we'll answer your question. I think. Okay. If it doesn't, we'll go further. But look at Rashi 11. The Rebbe lo mahani leshinoi. Because according to Rebbe, what's seen with the mixing? The moment you poured the water, you already violated it, right? So what, good, I'm only going to stir a little bit at a time. What's the difference to make? I already violated it as I poured the water in. I feel it be the lab bar gibel, which we'll come back to, right? Kedavin and Gabe Morsan. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, you're not chayv just by pouring the water. You're not chayv until you actually do the mixing, the stirring. So he says, Hacha Govin Kalachayad. Why did
Why does here the Gemara say
Hokha
Govin
Kalachayad?
Why doesn't
it
say Hokha Govin
Kalachayad?
Usually,
so very good. So let's look now at the Ritva. Kedusha Ritva there on that Daphne Shabbos. It's actually in Kufnun Hamad Beis. Again, the Sugi, it's like the last line of Kufnun Hamad Beis goes over Kufnun Bavar. So he says as follows. To the Kedusha Ritva, Tanabana ain't going as a Kali, Yeshom ain't going as a Kali, fine. Perish Kali, who came up to the Tua, set it right in the Rashi, Shin Yabsha, Kushu, Kukarmel. Patan, or oven dried, oven parts, whatever, and he said it's called Kimcha Dav Yishunah, Masel of Psachim. That's the Rashi said that also. That's what's called Kimcha Dav Shunah. Okay, it's mentioned in Psachim. All right, fine. It means dried out flour. Okay, I'm sure from Yavesh. Okay, anyway, but also men of shosis, you make this shasitsa or shosis, whatever this dish is, you should meshem and omayim elach shema arvin rom. Ain't also men of isa shena ben gibulo, so men of kikaros. Okay, fine. But now here's the point. But ain't be gibulo el isur drabbanon. Okay, what the chiddush here is, Yosef Yehuda admits that once you pour the water in, that's already an isur drabbanon. Okay, and there is an isur drabbanon. In the program, even according to Yosef Yehuda, there is an issur d'rabbanan. The gazrina mishum gibel hakemach. So mishum hachi ayidei shinui mutar. And that's why if you do it with the shinui, then the gzeirah d'rabbanan doesn't apply. He looks at it as one process. So even he would not allow you to put in the water and so on unless you're doing the whole process of the Shina, which will lead to a question in a second. You hear what the Rebbe is saying? But ordinarily, what good does a Shina do? Shina doesn't make it mutter. Shina makes it drabanan, but usually pata v'loser. Right? We don't say that just got right with my left hand now. It's mutter. It's not mutter. It's just not an issue d'oraisa. So he says that's why. And behind the Darmin and Man Yeshua is Yehuda, the Omar, the Afri Kemach, Lekar Yisatarla Begibel, Ulhaki Shari Nisinus Mayim, or Shari Nisinus Mayim, Medial Abar Gibel, the Shari Gibai de Shinoi, the Rebbe, Hawasim Nisinus Mayim, the Chud, Xeratim Nisinus Mayim, the Kemach. But they were again, because it's really with flour. Here, again, the principle is, sir. There's something that's already been ground up like flour, not with things like kali. Okay, but according to Rabbanan, is what the Rebbe was explaining. According to Rabbanan, as soon as you pour the water into this, also even though it's not kemah, it's already this in Rabbanan. Gzera Atu mixed with kemah. That's what he's saying, right? Again, look at the last three lines of 12. The Rebbe writes the Ilul Rebbe is the Rebbe on Shabbos Kuf and Beis. He wants to talk about it. The Rebbe ha awesome in the Siman al Chud Gzera Atum is my Mekema. When it says Man al Shah is Shino. What's Shino? What's the Shino? Mixing the water. It's mixing the water. I'm going to pour the cup backwards. That's not Shino. Okay, that's not a Shino. The Chol Midi, the Yahweh Maya, Chad Orch, that's the way it's done. The Kema, the awesome in the Siman, I'm greater. Koshkin, the awesome Gibo, Philip Shino, Hilchach, Al-Korcha, the Shar Gibo, Rios Behudi, however, says, but no. Rios Behudi says that we're dealing here with the Rabbanon. So therefore, with the Shinoi, it's not even a Gzera Drabanan, right? If you're doing it with the Shinoi, you're Govel, you're stirring it only a little bit at a time. We'll see other examples. You know, you the way you put the stick in and so on, whatever you're, what's it called? I don't know what you call it, if you lead with, but leading the stick or something. So anyway, we'll see about it. But you follow the way, you know, you're saying that answer. Huh? What's that?
Shish kebab.
Yeah, but I don't hear it. Anyway, now... Okay, anyway, so the point is, though, that even according to, and that's why practically one could argue maybe there's no practical machos, there's a din d'rabbanan anyway. But okay, I do want to just point out a chakira within Rebbe, okay? You know, and really, it may relate to what the Rebbe talks about, you know, what you asked, okay? Chakira is within Rebbe, you know, in other words, is it the mixing? Is it one big, let's call it process, talich, one big process, okay? But the mixing is already a partial step, okay? Or does Rebbe mean that the mixing is the itzer? Does Rebbe admit that really, does Rebbe hold that really it's one process of which the mixing of the water is the beginning of the process? But it's really a process. Ultimately, the word lush means kneading. It doesn't just mean pouring water in. So what exactly is the Shita Rebbe? Okay, and Nafkamina, if you follow the Chakir, what does Rebbe hold? Does Rebbe hold that it's the mixing is the beginning of the process? Okay, but really the history is, you know, the result at the end, you have this mass of dough, whatever else it is. Or no, the mixing itself is already the issue. So Nafkamina would be, or a Nafkamina possibly would be, what if it was mixed with water before Shabbos? Okay, what if it was mixed with water before Shabbos? So if you look at it as one, as a talich, that even Rebbe would admit that even though it was mixed with water before Shabbos, but stirring it further on Shabbos, you've now completed the process. Okay, but if you hold that the mixing itself is issue, that was done before Shabbos. So that fact that you, so on a derisive level, the fact that you stirred it doesn't change. See, so I'm just saying, it's a question of Chakir, what exactly did Rebbe mean? You follow that? You know what I'm saying?
Okay. You're doing the addition. Why would that be to Chakir to Rebbe? Because we're saying that Lach already happened. You're basically asking, you know,
Lach after Lach. No, but Lach. Okay, so we'll talk, but basically. Okay, so let's assume not. So it's in the basically, if it was an Erev Shabbos, it was already mixed with water. So now the issue of Lach are done. Already reached for that. What's that?
Did you mix it for or
something? No, you just pour it in the water.
No mixing happened.
Okay. But according to, if you hold the Rebbe, holds it, the definition of loss in the water, would that happen already?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a bit of like salad dressing where it begins to
settle. Yeah, to shake salad it. You want to shake it?
So shaking it, would that be, according to Rebbe, I don't know if that would be this or either way, But let's say it is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because it doesn't result in one. We'll talk. We'll do that tomorrow. I hope we get to this tomorrow. It's a complicated halacha. We'll try and do it 2 days, maybe 3 days, but hopefully tomorrow. We'll talk about different types of blila. What's the result? A blila ava, a thick batter, or a light liquidy. There are four different. It's very thick. It's somewhat thick. It's liquidy. You know, so we'll talk about it. Let's get that. Okay, question comes up with make mayonnaise and stuff like that. Right? It's kind of, okay, anyway. But there also, I mean, there is a similar chakir within the Yos Behuda, okay? Because you can ask, you know, again, you can. It's really flip side of the coin to drive me out. In a way, it's chakir within the Yos Behuda also. Okay, is the melacha just the other extreme? Is it just the stirring? Okay, and mixing by itself is nothing. No issue. Or no, it's the talich, it's the process. Okay, and the mixing is towards the process. And for him, the nafkamina would be if two people did it. Okay, if two people did it. All right, one guy did the mixing, one guy did the pouring of water, one guy did the mixing. Okay, because if it's one process, you could argue, well, nobody did it. Right? Nobody did the whole process. The one guy that's, you know, we talked about Shvayim Shos, oh, and that would hold machok, the two different people, you know, did the malacha. On the other hand, if you hold that the real definition of malacha is the kneading, then the second guy, the mixing, then the second guy is one of chayim. So, anyway.
They're using the whole chayim because they both did.
But neither of them completed the process. Neither of them completed the process. If you hold that the other side of hakir,
like Rebbe, what you add in the word, chayim.
According to Rebbe, it'd be the other way. The guy had the water's chayim. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anyway. According to Rebbe, if you hold this, no, if you hold this one talich, also one process, perhaps not. I can hear both sides. Okay, that takes care of it. So how do we pass it into Machalka's time? Right? Trying to find the Malachi. So how do we pass it? Look at 13, the Rif. 13, 14, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. All Paskin like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So the Rif is on Samach Zayin of an Aleph, Melor, Samach of Beis, the page of the Rif from Shabbos 13, Ton Arbonon, Ain Golvin, and Sakali, that's the Gemara, right? Yeshua and Golvin, Man Yeshua, or Chiz, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Bahani Mila, the Mishani, Bech Mishani, Yad, Yad, Pirish, Mat, with a little bit of time like I told you before. Udik Midikartin, Midikamatarzi, Ali, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Shmami, no, Elchus, a couple of since the Gemara analyzed, it's not always an iron clip, but since the Gemara analyzed within the Shita of Yosef Yehuda, sounds like that's how he passed him. Right? He says, a Shina, and they ask, what is a Shina? If we didn't pass like him, we wouldn't have gone through that. So that's what the Rif says, since we pass like him also. That's his diuk, so to speak. Since the Gemara was mefalkal within the Shita of Yosef Yehuda, it sounds like we pass like him.
Again, just for clarity, we're not talking about real bread, we're talking about the
making the dough.
Like real gold dough, or we're talking about
No. That's the Gemara brought that up. For our purpose, we're making it into a dough. So making it into a mess.
The dough that was started before Shabbos.
So that's a different, again, forget about that for now. That's how we got into the discussion. But the question on Shabbos, the guy, you know, you got flour, and you're making bread, or making challah, so you have flour, and you pour water in. So at what point would you violate Elisha? So according to violate law, so according to the Rif says, we pass on Yosef Yehuda. It's going to make it into a body, make it into a mess, for one big conglomerate. That's the issue. Just pouring the water alone. Again, Darbonon, we also do that too. But the Raisa, that's him. And the Rif said, that's what pass on. The Rosh also, Perikov Dalit, in the Gimel 14, Tanarbonon, same Gemara. Right, he writes, Amar Chisik, Yosef Yehuda, Shmamino, the Hilkos of Kavosi. Also, Halachos like that. Okay? The Rambam, while he says it somewhat less explicitly, the Rambam is in Parakof Aleph in the Shabbos Halacha Lamed Dalet 15. V'nosn in Mayim al Gabe Morsan. Okay, you can pour water on this bran again. You know, animal feed. Umolich bo atarved. A tarved is like the stick. I don't know if there's. It must be a technical definition. But you move the tarved shesi ve'erev. Shesi ve'erev is a cross, like a cross. You know. Like a cross, right? As opposed to stirring like this, like that's a different way of doing it.
Can we?
Well, can we write? I mean, Shesi Arab, I mean, a lot of times you see it to a reference to the Christian cross called Shesi Arab. You know, so sometimes we see it The Christians wear, they wear a shasi there, it means a cross. Okay, but mostly comes up and we call it the whoop and the wharf, right? The weaving, it's a wheel, the weaving. Okay, but anyway, the point is that you move the tarvid, the shasiar, which is meaning with a shinoi. Like that, normally when you start like this, right? You move it around like this. So here it's a different motion. Okay, it's a plus sign, a cross sign. So that's a different motion. And that's like the Mishnah, back in the Mishnah number 8, you know, the Mishnah says do with the shinoi. Aval eino memaris biyado shlo yiroa or yira kilosh. So it sounds like the Rambam was also saying, what's the malacha? It's the stirring. And therefore, you got to do it a different way. You know, kshasi Arab with cross motion and so on and so forth. And so that's what the Rambam also seems to paskin that way, like Rabbi Yossi Rehuda. Okay? Now again, you know, that I just want to point out, that is the, you know, the Stam Mishnah. Let's go back to number 8. That is the Stam Mishnah on Kuf Nun Hey. Okay, namely, no stimulus of a low goblin. All right, and the Gemara asks, who's the author of that? It must be Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So that's the start. Means that the Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, which is maybe why these major poskim, the Rift, the Rosh Hashanah, pass like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, because that's Stam Mishnah. Now, the fact is that the Gemara we started with, okay, in Source 5, the Gemara Shabbos Yud Ches, based on the Mishnah about ink, asked, who's the author of that? That's a Rebbe. So we had a Stam Mishnah like Rebbe also. Right? So, I mean, you know, it's a kind of like conflicting Stam. The Stam Mishnah of Yechez is more like Rebbe, and the Stam Mishnah of Kuf Nun Hey is more like Rebbe Yosef Yehuda. Even though, again, the Stam Mishnah of Yechez is not really talking directly about kneading per se. And maybe that's why they prefer, these Mishnah prefer to pass them like Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, because the Stam Mishnah was talking about kneading is more like Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, or it's because it's a later Mishnah. It's a later mission, so we pass like the later mission. Whatever the reason is, that's how they pass. However, not all Rishonim agree with it. You look in 16, the Sefer Yerayim, Rabbi Elazar Mitz, and his Sefer HaMitzvos, Simon Reish, Ayin Dalet, with the old print Kuf Beis. Okay. The Afal Gaam, it's not the Misha Hechshit, that's the Sefer Kuf Nun Hamad Beis. Even though it says Kuf Nun Beis, Nostin Mayim, Lamor Sinavel, O Golden, Lo Kaimelon Kabose. He said, we don't pass in like the Mishnah. Because it's a das yochid. The Yosef Yehuda, Mukmin leHashem. The Tanya knows the was in the Rebbe. Yosef Yehuda Omer knows the man was the Rebbe mechavera. We pass like Rebbe against his contemporaries. Okay, so the name is just pouring in the waters also. So that's the Yerayim against not like the Rebbe from the Rebbe from Rosh Hashanah. He says no. Very possible because again, if we have two Stam Mishnahs, so that cloud is out the door. Usually we say Hilchos Stam Mishnah. Then we fall back on the cloud. Well, Hilchos Karev, Mechaveres, we pass on the Rebbe. In this case, we come out of Chumah. Similarly, 17, the Sefer HaTrumah. Sefer HaTrumah is Hilchos Shabbos in Reish Chav. Sefer HaTrumah, again, one of the Baalei Tosfos, one of the Rishonim. Sometimes, I've mentioned in the past, I think we find that more Hilchos needed. There's always mix up because there was another word called the Sefer HaTrumos. It's not the same person. Okay, not the same author. Sefer HaTrumos, the author of Sefer HaTrumos is a Talmud Rabban in Spanish. Okay, Sefer HaTrumos is Ashkenaz or Ashkenazi Baalei Tosfos. Okay, anyway, but the Sefer HaTrumos is in Reish Chav, but sometimes you see Achronim refer to it, or the printer, it says Sefer HaTrumos. Oh, fine. Okay, you have to figure out. Anyway, so let's look what he says in 17, at least part of what he says. He seems to say the Iker Issu is in the Sinas Mayim. The Hecha Shenosnu Mayim, a Mer of Shabbos. Okay, mutul ha'ach as a makal palm achas ustei palm achas or I'm sorry achas shesi palm achas again the word is not stay it's shesi okay shesi erev in the cross motion okay so again vehechas 17 vehechas that's a mayim erev shows mutul ha'ach as a makal palm achas shesi upam as the erev okay can you spread mechir mishehechshich on Yehuda ben Aaron b'kli and so on anyway and then it goes into discussion about charda. Okay, Upar refers to another Gemara, which we'll see in a moment, the Daf Kuf Mem, the third Gemara that relates to our discussion about the muster, which we alluded to already. Chardol Shalosh Ma'ar Shabbos, L'mocho Macho Ben Biad Ben Mekli, V'nos L'Tokh L'Dvash, L'O Yitrof, Yitrof means to beat hard, you don't stir it hard. We find that expression by eggs, treat Yitrof baits him, treif his baits, like scrambled eggs. You have a scrambled egg in Mamashenro, they're very fast. Huh?
Motion.
Very fast motion. Like, it's very starting very, you know, like a scramble legs. Okay, true. So here you do another more gentle motion. Fine. Okay, Mara Biyad. Venir Dvaram Hu Adinim Kotash Shuman Merib Shabbos. We'll make something out of garlic, probably dressing, to be honest, out of garlic, something like that. Anyway, and he also mentioned something else. Mechain Lel Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos Mutar Litlos Is Yayin B'Charoses. This comes up on Machol B'Kli Kimo Chargal. Again, to do with a shinoi and so on. That's what it looks like from here. I'll tell you the Charoses question, because there's a question about Charoses on, so not Nogea this year, first day is a Wednesday night, but when the first day is a Friday night, okay, first day, sometimes people say Shabbos also, right? So when the first day is a Friday night, so the second day can be Friday night, the first one can. So how do you make the Charoses? What's the Charoses? There are all kinds of different opinions of what's in Charoses, right? And by Ashkenazim, one of the main ingredients is apples. But the Sfarim don't have apples at all, right? Most Sfarim don't put apples in Charoses. Maybe now they do. I don't think so. No. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention apples. Okay, Charoses, they don't have apples. Also, it's the main ingredient, the apples and cinnamon. Okay, by the Sfarim, they have dates and things, and the things that are mentioned that Jewish people compared to in Shir Hashirim. You know, so, all right, whatever it is. So, the interesting question. So, the Gemara has a number of different, why do we have Charoses all together? Why do we have Charoses all together? You know, it's not the Torah, obviously. I mean, it's tasty, you know, people like Charoses. But, you know, so some say, one opinion is because it somehow neutralizes, you know, something called kippot, kuf pei aleph, nothing to do with yarmulkes. But some kind of a worm or an insect that's in, sometimes in moror. So this Charoses neutralizes whatever negative effect it has. So it's a medicinal thing. But the other opinion is that Charoses is zecher to a few things. So one opinion is zecher latit, it's to recall they made the bricks, you know, like mortar, you take the bricks, you mush all the stuff together. It's a Charoses, so that chunky texture to it, okay? And others say that it's a zecher ladam, you know, whether it means dam of the first makkah or the blood of Jewish people was spilled and so on, but zecher ladam. And that's sort of like, there's another opinion, zecher tapuach. That's where the apples come, tapuach. It does say Zechel Tapuach, but Tapuach in modern Hebrew is an apple. But in Rabbinic and Biblical Hebrew, it's most likely was not an apple because apples didn't grow in there, huh? Yes, apples don't grow in that part of the world. That's only apples. I mean, now you can get it anywhere, but apples grow in colder climates. Apples don't grow in Egypt or Eretz Yisrael. And now you can grow things. I mean, apples. Tapuach literally means tough peches, means something puffed up. Puffed up fruit. Like in modern Hebrew, what's an orange? The tapuz, right? What is tapuz? Yeah. It's a Russian table. Tapuz is a hub. Tapuz is tapuz. I'm a golden eye. I'm an orange apple. Or potato. It's tapuz adama. It's nothing to do with apples. It just means it's puffed up. So probably the word, the Rishon word tapuz, probably because there's a medrash that says tachas ha tapuz horaticha. Read by Tzitz Mitzrayim now. So the Gemara says that the women had the greater faith. B'schus Noshim, the Moran Sota says, B'schus Noshim Tzikonios, Nigalo Senevichayim. So the women had greater more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the men did. And that's why we got redeemed. And what did it mean? Because remember, we had a couple weeks ago, the Amram divorced his wife, right? He separated himself from him because they don't have more children, because all children are supposed to be killed. Until Miriam, the daughter, convinced them that you're all the men, just trying to make things worse than Paro did. And they had more and more. And so the women used to doll themselves up to make themselves attractive to the husband. And husbands would be with them, and they would have children. And in fact, later in the Chumash, we read that by the donations to the Mishkan, the women gave their mirrors for the kior, the maros hatzovos. We're talking about the maros hatzovos. They meant to make a mirror, so the maros hatzovos would be given as a donation. Moshe didn't want to accept it at first. The Midrash says because mirrors are used for vanity and for, you know, putting this in the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan. Mirrors are used for, you know, to make yourself attractive. It's not pasta we should use. The Mishnah Kosh Baruch said, no, that's the most precious gift of all, because that's what kept the Jewish people alive in the tribe, because they won't use these mirrors to make themselves attractive to the husband and son. Then it says, Tachas HaTapur, they'll go out into the field somewhere and have babies. So it wouldn't be detected by the Egyptians. And the Midrashim say, the Malachim protected the babies. That happened. Anyway, Tachas HaTapur, Harticha is a pasuk in Shir Hashem. So, Zecher HaTapur, probably, that it's on modern Hebrew, tapuach means an apple, so that's probably where Ashkenazim got the tradition, the brachas at the wall, we get apples, so that's the fruit that we use in the, well, for example, Mohammed Michelangelo's, you know, painting on the roof of the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel has Adam's apple, right? Adam eating the apple. The Gemara has different opinions what the fruit was. It doesn't say in the Chumash what the fruit was, the Etzadas, but for sure it wasn't an apple. Okay, the Gemara has an opinion, it was an Esrog. And that's what those in a couple of places, Harosa should have a pungent flavor, should have citrus fruits. Okay, so I have the personal practice, others do also. My wife makes Harosa, Rashkanathan, which makes with the apples and the cinnamon and everything else. We pour in lemon juice or orange juice to give it a pungent flavor. Because that probably tachas the book, probably with the citrus fruit. Yeah.
I also remember one of the deos being that you're supposed to also dip the mar in because mar might be too sharp and, you know.
Right, that's his kippah. That's the first opinion of the Gemara is kippah, kupayala, this type of either worm or insect or something like that. That's very dangerous. Charos is neutralizing danger, yeah.
Is there a way to say apple and pungent?
I don't know. I mean, it's not that it doesn't.
It's not.
It could, yeah, but it does. You know, it means tabuch can be more general, generic term for this type of fruits. I don't know they had apples in the Middle East.
Well, the phrase that you said, tachas tabuch, is from
Shir Shirim. Yeah, but probably doesn't mean apples, Shir Shirim, or in there to show. And probably that's what some say. Probably the deciduous. That's what some people. I'm not telling you what to do in Pesach, but whatever you practice. That's what I'm saying. The Sfardim don't have apples in their carvers at all. But getting back to Irish, what's it got to do with us? So if you hold whatever the ingredients are, but how could it be both Zecher Latit and Zecher Ladam? Okay, Latit is chunky, the brick, the water, and Dam is liquidy. So how do you have, it's either one or the other, right? So that's why the practice is worked out in the Hilchos Pesach. Now when the charos is on the Seder plate, chunky, zechelatit, and then when you're just about to dip the more into it, people add wine. It's supposed to have wine is also one of the ingredients, which it is. Like we add more wine to make it mushier, liquidier. So it's more like zechelatam. And then you dip it in. So you have both. So the question, the Sefer Truma and other Rishon Yehuda, what if it's Shabbos? Okay, if you hold it just pouring the liquid in, then you make it, so that's a problem when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. I'm not Erev Pesach, when the first Seder is on Friday night. So then how are you supposed to, then what do you do? If it's Yanta, if it's Mutta, it's Mutta on Yanta. But it's you know, it's one of the laws of Mutta on Yanta. But on Shabbos, not on Mutta. So on Yanta, I do it myself, right before I dip the mar into the charosa, I pour a little more wine from the table into the charosas. You know, so it makes it more liquidy. What do you do on Shabbos? He says, it's not a problem. Okay, because it's just pouring the liquid is okay. But then he goes on. Omnam. Yerushalmi, just in a second. Also, the Sefer Truma quotes the Yerushalmi, the Parakal Godol. Okay, Gavim Amer, and he quotes, he says, a person who over several different things. We saw this with Shami. You violate the, grind it up, you violate the jar. Anyway, he says, Kad shachik meduchas, you grind it up with a grinder, you chai mishum tochen. Kad yohib mashkin mishum lash. See that line? Four lines to the bottom, that's the Mishami. When you add the liquid, you're already chai mishum lash. Oh, 1 second. So then, yeah, so that's a problem. Okay? Because according to Mishami, so it's already lost when you add the liquid. And that's how he thinks, Sefer Truma thinks Allah is like that. So he's like the Arayim, against the Rift of Rosh Ramah. And he says, and therefore, look at the last line. Okay? He says, all right, a little Pesach, Friday, after Friday night, as I say, that you'll mix the wine for us. It won't be chunked at all, said. Okay? I mean, we have no choice. Anyway, the Iker Issu is in the scene's mind. Let's just look what Gemara is referring to in 18. He refers to, and we'll see Yerushalmi also 20. Okay, that's what the Sefer Truma is referring to. But again, you see it's a machlok of Yerushalmi. Sefer Truma is like the Arayim. This is already, it's like Rebbe. This is already once you pour the liquid in. That's the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Amud Aleph, 18, Itmar. Chardo Shaloshim, again, Tomat Chardo, the mustard. Chardo Shaloshim Erev Shabbos. Again, you know, if you did it before Shabbos, okay, so Lamachar, the next day, what do you do? If nothing was done before Shabbos, okay, so it looks like perhaps you could add the liquid like a Kabyosi, You know, that's what the sugya is going to look like, but they'll work it out according to Rabbi also, as we'll see. So, Lamacha Omarav, Mimacho Bakli. Okay, you can use it with a kli. Apparently, that was not the normal way it was done, that, according to Rab. It's not that it was done with the kli, therefore, the kli is the shinui. Okay, look in Rashi, 19, Kuf Mem Amar Aleph. Mimacho, whatever the words are, Lahames, liquefied, so the big, Mayim Obiyayim. But Bakli, Rashi says, Mashma Zehu Shinu Shiloh. That was not the way it was done. With the mustard seed. You did it by hand and not with a kli. Of a lobiyad. Okay, apparently it's a better mixture to do with the hand than with a kli. A tighter mixture. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Ve'enu machu biyad, ve'enu machu l'shapir tvei. It's better when you do it by hand. Amar Shmuel biyad, to call you machu biyad. What do you mean? Is that true? That's the only way you do it? Okay, so the machu chamorim, maybe you feed the animal, you do it with a human being, you don't do it with your hand, it's not sanitary, whatever. I don't know if it's a machlokus matzias, whatever, but the Allah Rashmuel, machu biyav eno machu bakli. He says, do it with hand, that's the shinin. Okay, he says, Rashi says, Allah Rashmuel, machu biyav, she'ain zed darko b'chol. That's not how it's done. The shinin is with the, you know, with the hand. All right, then, itmar, Rabbi Lezer, omar echad zev echad zev osir. Rabbi Yochanan, omar echad zev echad zev mutar. Okay, machlokus katzel katzel. Abaye Rabba, the Amri Tarvayu, ain't Alacha Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, the Alacha is not Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Mutter. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind. Come, Rabbi Yochanan, Meshita to Belazer. Belazer here is the Amora Belazer, contemporary Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, meaning as Rashi says, come, Rabbi Yochanan, Meshita to Belazer, Chazer Bo Vasar. All right. Abaye Rabba, the Amri Tarvayu. Okay, Alacha Rabbi Yochanan. Ime da Abaye, the mother of Abaye, Abdalay Beloacha, once did it, or by mistake, or whatever, and she didn't eat it. When it says, by the way, the mother of Abaye, I think I once mentioned in the past, that Abaye doesn't mean his actual mother. Abaye never met his mother. Abaye's mother died in childbirth when he was born. I told this once before. Abaye's father died while the mother was pregnant with him. He was orphaned from birth. And then his mother died when she was delivering him. So, he was raised by his uncle Rabba. That's why, you know, first Amar, and uncle Rabba. Abaye's real name was Nachmoni. Okay, Rabba Bar Nachmoni was Abaye's uncle, probably named for the, whatever, so he called Nachmoni, but Abaye was a nickname, either because Rabba, some say the Pasuk in the Haftorah of, Shabbashu, Asher B'chol Yerucham Yosom, that's Rosh Tevis, Asher B'chol Yerucham Yosom. The Yosom will find comfort in you, because of Baruch Hashem. Anyway, that's what Abaye was. So Aim, a lot of times in the Gemara you have Abaye learn from his nursemaid, the lady that raised him basically, the lady that took care of him, the nursemaid. And a lot of times the Gemara will quote, Abaye says, Omer li Aim. It means his nursemaid, it's a lot of times like folk wisdom, you know, street smarts, you know, that she taught him, not halacha, but she knew halacha, but, you know, she was from lady, but she taught him these type of things. But here, so she wouldn't need it. Dvisa de zira de la b'chivar ashim alo'acham. I made this for your Rebbe. Zira's wife prepared this for Kibar Ashi, wouldn't eat it. And he said, but I made it for your Rebbe. He ate it. Okay, Omar of Ashra, have a come in, come in. He stirred, okay, with the stalk of a garlic again, and some type of a shiner of Acha, and did it. Anyway, the end of the Sukh is more so. Omar of Ashra, less Hilkha Sukhah and Ishmaitzin. Ela Kiyad Idmar, Chardo Shaloshu Me'erev Shabbos. Lemachar memacho bein biyad bein bekli, v'nosel etochot dvash, but v'lo yitrof, don't stir it hard like scrambling eggs, but rather ma'arei gently. Anyway, what ends up, that's what Rashi says there, right? V'lo yitrof kedem shetorfin beitzim, like you scramble eggs, it's a very powerful motion. Okay. Anyway, that's the Gemara that the Sefer HaTzumah was referring to, okay, which seems to say, which we could learn, it says that maybe the issue is right, because the conclusion, right? Chardo shalosh from Erev Shabbos, you can do whatever you want the next day. And that perhaps implies that it's done because the Iker Isser is through just putting the liquid. So it's done before Shabbos. Of course, you could learn loshum means it was already mixed. But anyway, that's one implication. But the other, the clearer proof is from the Yerushalmi that the Sefer HaTzumah referred to in Shabbos Perek Zion, Halacha Bey is 20. And that's the Gemara says you can violate a bunch of things together. Right? Hahein the shochak tuma, you know, the Aramaic tough in the Hebrew shin, right? Tuma shuma, garlic. The Aramaic tough in the Hebrew shin is something like plus is shalosh, right? So, and the aleph at the end in Aramaic is like the hey idea at the beginning, Hebrew, the tuma is hashum, garlic. Okay, anyway, hahein the shochak tuma bo. It's a bunch of different things. So, one thing he did was he crushed garlic. So then, you're chayev, when you first break it into pieces, then you're chayev mishum dosh. Kad mevar b'kli pesach, then you get rid of the shell or whatever, the peel, then it's borer. Kad chachim duscha, then when you grind it up very fine, then mishum tochim. All right, you're doing all these different things. And the key one for us is kad yohiv mashkin mishum dosh. Now, this is a printed mistake. It says mishum dosh. Okay, that's not correct. Okay, gemar malach mishum mashkin mishum dosh. If you take a look at the Korban Eidah, okay, it's very important because it says in the Mishami that, and that is the text that we have. It's not my printed mistake here. It's the Mishami. It says Mishum Dosh. But it doesn't make sense. They already have Dosh already. So look at the last line of the Korban Eidah there. It explains all the other things. But Hachi Asina Kadyoiv Mashkin Mishum Losh. It's simply a scribbler. It means Losh. Okay. And the Kapane Moshe also. It's on Paragzana Chabed. It also says, it should say Losh. Look at the Pnei Moshe. Hashochek es Hashum. The Dumas Rahim the Shochek to him. Hashochek es Hashum Mishkachas be Chamesh Chatos. About like five different Chatos. And it goes through the point. One of them is Kishinosin Olav Hamashkin Lasos Gush Echad is the Pnei Moshe. The commentary on the Yisham. The two I mentioned past. The Pnei Moshe is the only commentary on the entire Yisham that we have. Cover to cover.
That's our job.
Okay, right, article now. Article recently completed. Okay, I shouldn't forget that because when I also Chaim Kanievsky,
they didn't finish.
I'm not sure. No,
I only remember I knew the thing was there.
You sure? Okay, maybe I'm
wrong. Unless the library doesn't have it.
Ah, okay, could be finished. Could be finished. Okay, but anyway, but the Pnei Moshe is the only thing we have that's on. Pnei Moshe lived in the 70s. There was some say there's some tradition that he was one of the Rebbeim of the Golden Gaon. I don't know if that's accepted by the scholars or not. But anyway, there was a Moshe Margol. I think there is some sort of a tradition somewhere that the Pnei Moshe, Moshe Margolis, whose name, or Margolin, was the one of the Rebbeim of the Golden Gaon. But I'm not sure if that's accepted.
The remainder was also the Rebbe of Moses Mendelssohn.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Korban Eidah's last name was Frankel, and he was the Rebbe of Moses Mendelssohn. Yeah. Okay, but that I think is accepted. So I mean, there's a lot, not for now, but a lot of literature about Moses Mendelssohn too. You know, I mean, was he really, you know, this Talmidim and other things, but he himself, you know, may not have been as a kofer, not because not for me to say, but the scholar discussing. Okay, anyway, I think the Korban Eidah was his rabbi. I'm pretty sure that's correct. But the Pnei Moshe, I think that's a tradition. I don't know if the scholars agree with that or not. Okay. Anyway, be that as it may, the Pnei Moshe says so. But look what he says. Anosin olav amashkin lasos gush echad. Going back to our chakira earlier, sounds like he's weighing in. It's one big talich, you know. All right. Anyway, chay mishum losh kain tzorach lomar. Again, it has to say losh and not dosh. All right. So that's Yushami. But the bottom line is. It looks like this in the water. So that's what the Truma says. A couple of other Rishonim also. Again, you know, the major three Rishonim, the Rishonim that Beis Yosef identifies in Hagdama as the principal three poskim, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam here all say, we pass on like Rosh Yehuda, that the Isser of Lush is making the mess, the dough, the not just pouring the water. But I'm showing you the Reim, the Truma. Well, that's what we saw, right? In 13, 14, and 15. The Rift, the Rosh Hashanah, all said that the halacha is like a Beis Yehuda. Okay, that you're not chayav losh until you actually make the mixture, you know, you'll knead it manually into a mess. Okay, but I'm showing other Rishonim, prominent Rishonim, the Reim and the Truma. I printed 23, the Smag, same as well, Lavinson, Samachay, Ozud, Machiyud, Alosh, told it, and he says it. And he also spells out something that we saw. I don't have to read it again. Quote some of the Gemaras that we saw. And he also says at the end, it says about the Chardol again. B'Shabbos also, it says Mayim or Yayim B'Chardol. Obishum, and this pouring the water is not allowed. The smack also, Mitzuresh Pebez, they all hold the other way that we possibly like Rebbe, possibly because again we seem to have conflicting Stam Mishnas. Yeah, and then.
Can the smack just be it's a Darabonim, and that's what you have to actually
pass on? That's a good question. I don't think it looks like that. If he quotes that Yerushalmi, I don't think that's what it is. I don't think so. Okay. And the smock also says, which is cotton, which is a reish pei beis, different work, 24. Halosh toldos anos v'mayim v'sumin l'moseis l'fnei para, right, the animal feed, like I mentioned before. O l'fnei tanagol, chicken, same thing, kirebi. Also paskins, paskins like Rebbe. And so does the Mordechai there in Shabbos, Rebbe is Tefillah and Gimel. Okay, so it's a machlokas. Okay, what the nature is. How do we paskin? So in Simon Shin Chaf Aleph, Simon Shin Chaf Aleph, and our Simon Shulchan Aruch here. So the Mechaber and Sif Yudalad. Okay.
So these are
all
these
are passing like Rebbe. Yeah. So how do we paskin? So again, we have machlokas. Machlokas we show them. So he writes in Sif Yudalad. Just a moment.
I mean, isn't it obvious
that
the
Shabbat is going to
say?
Yeah, okay, he's possibly, he says the rule. Right, well, they're 3 for 3. Yeah, well, right, what he says in Abdomen, the Beis Hozer writes in Abdomen, was a big machlok, was a shonim. He's going to follow the majority, to take a look at the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, and see what the majority of them say. It's not a majority, it's unanimous, they all say. But, okay, it's a Tenechonomy. He does pass in that way. Okay, and since you're Dalit, Ein Megavlin, Pierce Nesinus Mayim Bekemach, in Megavlin Kemach Kali Harbe. Because remember that even according to Rios Behuda, it's still us in our bottom. Right? So he said you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it a lot. Do it with a Shinui. Shema Yavosh Kemach Sheno Kali. Umutu Legavas Kali Ma'at Ma'at. It's mutter to do it just a little bit at a time. Okay? That's in Sif Yudal. Sif Tezvot. Chardol Shalosh Me'erev Shabbos. L'mocho Yochol L'arvo Hein B'yad Hein B'kli. Because it was already, you know, done before. And then it must have been different. And then finally, but, and despite passing that way, in Sif Tez Zion, he said he brings in the sheet of Rebbe as a Yesh Omer. And that's unusual. Even though the Rift, the Rosh, and the Rambam all said one way, that's how he passed him. That is how he passed him. But he says the Yesh Omer, in deference to the other view, because it was quite a number of Rishonim. It was the Urayim and the Truman and the Svag and the Svag and the Mordechai. You know, it wasn't just one or two others, it was a whole bunch of others. So he says, Yeshomim, the Hod, the Shorel, our Mashal Bechardo, Davka, Shinas, Mil Yom. Av Shabbos, Osir, Loses, Mashal Bechardo, Bishum, Katushim, ground up garlic, or Mashal Bechardo, Bishum Lodge. Okay? There are all mentions in terms of the Shino and so on. That's in Simon Shin Chaval. I just printed 27 in Simon Shin Chav Dalet. That's talking about for animal feed. Because again, you can do lush for human consumption, do it for animal consumption. So, the word Shulchan got left out. It's a Shulchan. No, it's not. It's a regular Shulchan. Regular Shulchan. Okay. The word Shulchan got, I chopped it up by mistake. I apologize. 27 and the word Shulchan. It's a regular Shulchan. Simon Shin Chav Dalet. It's a Gimel. Ain Govlin Morsan of Behemel of Tarnagol. Here it's talking for animals. It's a separate Simon. Don't want to do it for animals, the same aloha. I will no sting b'omayim, but you can add water. Again, he's passing, you know, like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, but at the end, again, yeshosim litim mayim. Some say not allowed to, and you're only allowed to do it if it was to put on before. You know, so again, he has the same machlokas. There, we'll just finish up the Mishaburim. Here, the Shulchan Aruch Dalet, the Kotan Yid Aleph. You know, the Shulchan Aruch said, look up above it, Shulchan Aruch Dalet. He writes, so some of the Shalom is barred, the Nogim Lahachemer Kisvar is Bala Truma. Okay, so he thinks that even though the Mechaber Paskins with Rashi, like the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rif, but Nogim Lahachemer, like the Abala Truma, but then he quotes in Shmuel, Chayodim, Mishasat Chakesh Lahatai Be Yehudi, and so on. The only thing is, he adds another cautionary note. And this will come on to something else. Like, for example, let's say you want to make instant oatmeal. Okay, which is a good example, pouring water into these little
oats. More common, like shots is the mashed
potatoes. Or potato flakes, right, these kind of things. But the Mishabur says you have to be careful about something else there, and namely Bishul. Okay, so let's talk about that too. It throws that in.
What about if you have food on a plate, right, and you have very fine, let's say, like a very thin couscous, and you put
gravy
on it, watery cholent on it, right, gravy or something like that, mix right it together.
Right, so again, so that's, we'll talk about that when we talk about Bishul. It's already been cooked, so Bishul, we'll have to get to that.
Okay, is that the Bishul problem or the lush? Oh, you're saying you can do anything previously on the list after
Bishul. Right, right. We'll see about that. We'll see about that, but when it comes to law, we'll see. That's tomorrow. We'll get to what the nature of the blila. When you put gravy on couscous, it doesn't become one big conglomerate like dough. So that's a blila raka. We'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Okay. Let's just look quickly also. They're machin. Yeah, well, you know, he's saying the Shulchan himself means that. He says, Shulchan says, since so many Rishonim were machin, like Rebbe, so we'll try to be machin like them. But since it's only a chumah, we can rely on a donju and so on if we made it. Shaskhan. The Bir Halacha, okay, again, I want to see inside. There it's back in the Shulchan Chavdal, and there it's in the Shulchan Chavdal, Gimel. Okay, right. And Govan, Hine, Inyan, the Sinus, Maya, Lamursan, Pligi, Bezer, here's a summary. Pligi, Bezer, Rebbe, Rebbe, Behuda. Rebbe Machmer, well, the day Yeshiv Chatos is that the Sunan Nesinus Mayim is that Gibul. At this point, the water to Yeshiv Chatos. That's a good summary here. As we wouldn't make a lechatchila, the Eistam Mishnah Perak Bas of the Shabbos goes to Yehuda, or Perak Kamei the Rebbe. Again, it's a summary. This is the last thing we'll do today. Just summarize everything we said. There's a Stam Mishnah. The end of Shabbos was like Rishu Yehuda. The Stam Mishnah beginning the Mesichta like Rebbe. The Das Harif Aram Arash lives of Kistama Basu Lahakel. After Alma Kama Loch the Rebbe Chaver, Hacha Stama Basra Odif. The later Stam is more important. Call on the other hand, Yesh Poskim, and he mentions Hainu Harein Balachuma Smag and Smag. Show them too. I know how I knew it. Okay, you're in the Mishabu, right? They viewed the Rebbe by Ghost Mayim the Gamma Mordechai. They came in the Chok and Hastamos Hadadi. Since we have a conflict with Stam Mishnayas, Hadrina Lekol the Loch the Rebbe Chaver. The Das and Mechaber be'etzim adin lahakel b'nisinus mayim, but the Tofas had achon rak b'shum yesh omrim b'shum darif arash ramam kami b'zeh b'chadashitza. Like you said, it's unanimous. Rif the Rosh and Rambam, b'emes kenu, and he throws in. It's not just the Rif the Rosh and Rambam. He marshals various others. And I didn't put them all inside, but kenu gam ken das and chanan alber b'zrachi leiv et balamur b'ramban mochamim b'ran rokech b'arzurul b'ruchem amiri kulam pasuk b'yosu b'hu. This is actually the majority. It's like obviously Yehuda, okay. So anyway, that's so he says. On the other hand, here's the key. But we call Malkum Yesh Isad Rabbanon. I feel it was Yehuda. Okay, again, we have to reemphasize the point. Even according to Yehuda, it still is Rabbanon. But it's seen as mine. Okay, you know, because it may lead you to story and so on. So all right, and then at the end he says, it's mutter to do with the animal because these animals, they whenever goes there because you have to feed your animals. Okay, so we'll stop over here. Bez Hashem tomorrow. We'll see if we can finish this Bez Hashem tomorrow. But that's now the introduction at least to what the issue is with the malacha of Lush. Okay, we'll have a good day. Okay.